Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. United Nations Special Envoy to Syria, Geert Pedersen, said Wednesday that he has hope for a new Syria after President Bashar al-Assad was ousted by insurgent forces led by the Islamic militant group Hayat Tahrir al-Sham.
Of course, we all know it's only 11 days since HDS and the other groups came to Damascus, so it's early days. But I think it's important to say that there is a lot of hope that we can now see the beginning of a new Syria.
He and the UNA chief briefed the 15-member council from Damascus, where they met with the country's new leaders.
We have expressed to the new administration that the UN is here to help and to assist, and that we are hoping for a close cooperation where we can move together on all the critical issues for Syria.
The fate of Syria is on many people's minds. Iraq's Prime Minister Mohammed Shia al-Sudani discussed developments at a meeting with Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman during a visit to Saudi Arabia on Wednesday. The occupation of the Golan Heights is a violation of international law, Germany's foreign minister said during a speech in the parliament on Wednesday, after the Israeli government decided last weekend to double its population on the occupied strategic plateau. Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock also said she would make clear to Turkey during a visit Friday that the rights of Kurds in northern Syria must be protected. The U.S. Health Ethics Committee has voted to release its report on former Republican Representative Matt Gaetz, CNN reported on Wednesday. The committee's probe centered on allegations against Gaetz of sexual misconduct with a teenage girl and drug use. Gaetz resigned from Congress in November after Donald Trump tapped him to be his attorney general, a bid the former lawmaker later dropped. This is VOA News. The suspect charged with killing UnitedHealthcare CEO is expected back in court tomorrow following upgraded murder charges, including terrorism. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Luigi Maggioni, now charged with gunning down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson with murder as an act of terrorism. And Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg explains that seldom used charge.
This was a frightening, well-planned, targeted murder that was intended to cause shock and attention and intimidation.
Also, the NYPD detailing how they questioned Mangione's mother, Chief of Detectives Joseph Kenny.
She didn't indicate that it was her son in the photograph, but she said it might be something that she could see him doing.
She'd filed a missing persons report in San Francisco, so his photo was in the system. He was arrested in a Pennsylvania McDonald's after someone noticed him. His extradition hearing is Thursday. Julie Walker, New York.
Far-right influencer Andrew Tate has been ordered to pay millions to British tax authorities. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
A British court says police can seize more than $2.5 million in unpaid taxes from influencer Andrew Tate and his brother Tristan. The Devon and Cornwall police force went to court to claim the money from the Tates, and a woman identified only as Jay, a lawyer for the force, said the Tates were serial tax evaders who'd failed to pay tax on millions of pounds in revenue from their online businesses. Chief Magistrate Paul Goldspring ruled on Wednesday that financial transactions by the brothers were a straightforward cheat of the tax authorities. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Pour son avenir, celui de son pays.
France's highest court upheld former President Nicolas Sarkozy's conviction for corruption and influence peddling on Wednesday. Sarkozy had appealed against the 2021 conviction in which he had been handed a three-year prison sentence. Two of the years were suspended, and Sarkozy would wear an electronic monitoring bracelet instead of going to prison for the last year. Sarkozy is expected to stand trial next year on corruption and illegal financing charges related to an alleged Libyan funding of his successful 2007 presidential bid. Sarkozy denies all wrongdoing.
Neel Kamal naam ki ek jo pravasi.
According to local authorities, at least 13 people died when a boat with more than 100 passengers capsized off the coast of India's financial capital, Mumbai, after colliding with an Indian Navy boat on Wednesday. The Navy said at least 99 people were rescued, with efforts ongoing for others. Local TV channels showed a boat carrying at least 5 people hitting the passenger vehicle, causing the accident. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.